First of all, welcome to Malta, and I'm sure you had a lot of meetings, and it is an interesting expedition for you.
Also, zunächst einmal möchte ich euch allen herzlich willkommen in Malta. Ich bin sicher, dass ihr schon interessante Besuche gehabt habt, gestern und heute.
We are the Foreign and European Affairs Committee.
Also, wir vertreten den Ausschuss für Auswärtiges Amt und Europäische Angelegenheiten.
That is the parliamentary dimension of the foreign and European affairs of our country.
Das ist also den Sektor für ausländische und europäische Angelegenheiten in unserem Land.
We try as much as possible to reach cross-party consensus on issues involving Malta's foreign policy.
Also, wir versuchen im Ausschuss überparteilich zu arbeiten, damit wir eine uniforme Politik haben werden, was Auswärtiges Amt und europäische Angelegenheiten belangt.
We don't have the same problems in Germany, since we are two main parties, so.
Also, wir haben nicht die gleichen Probleme wie in Deutschland, weil wir in Malta nur zwei Parteien haben, große Parteien haben, nicht wie in Deutschland.
Let me start to introduce the other honorable members
also
and myself.
Also, ich stelle mich selbst vor und danach die anderen Mitglieder des Ausschusses.
I am Edward Zammit-Lewis, chairperson of the committee, coming from the Labour Party, which supports in Parliament the party in government.
Also, ich heiße Edward Zammit-Lewis und ich vertrete die Regierung, die jetzt an der Macht ist, also die Labour Party an der Macht. Ich stelle jetzt die anderen Mitglieder vor.
And my two colleagues are Honourable Beppe Fenech-Adami and Honorable Carmelo Musumonici, coming from the opposition party.
Und die anderen Mitglieder sind Dr. Fenech-Adami und Dr. Carmelo Musumonici, die vertreten die Opposition.
Thank you, I leave the word to
okay, jetzt gebe ich Ihnen das Wort.
Thank you very much.
Ja, sehr geehrter Herr Vorsitzender, Herr Dr. Zammit, meine sehr verehrten Damen und Herren. Ich möchte mich ich möchte mich im Namen des Ausschusses für Bundeseuropa und Europaangelegenheiten, Medien zu Kultur recht herzlich bedanken, dass wir heute bei Ihnen sein dürfen.
I would like to thank you for having accepted our invitation. We represent the Committee for European Affairs and Culture in the Regional Parliament of Sachsen-Anhalt.
Sie haben natürlich recht, bei Ihnen ist es vielleicht ein bisschen einfacher. Wir haben insgesamt 13 Abgeordnete im Ausschuss aus 6 Parteien.
So in this committee there are 13 members of parliament which represent 6 different parties.
Ja. Unsere Länder sind unterschiedlich groß, haben unterschiedliche Verwaltungsstrukturen und politische Traditionen. Doch genau diese Vielfalt macht die Europäische Union stark.
As you know, our Länder are much bigger than the cities and villages in Malta. And they have their own problems as regards the administration of the regional government.
Gleichzeitig zwingt sie uns, Politik aus unterschiedlichen Perspektiven zu denken und Entscheidungen so auszurichten, dass sie einem gemeinsamen europäischen Interesse dienen.
As you can very well think, there are different perspectives how we look at different political aspects of the issues, but we do our best to work not party not in the party line, but above party lines, and to try and to get a uniform policy when there are problems which have to concern the European policies.
Es stehen heute Europa und seine Institutionen vor großen Herausforderungen. Geopolitische Spannung, Transformationsprozesse in Wirtschaft und Energie, die halt Digitalisierung unserer Gesellschaft, Fragen der Migration und des halt Zusammenhalts.
We are very, very conscious of the geopolitical issues which are influencing European policy, especially the problems with migration.
Genau diese Themen betreffen uns alle, Malta, Deutschland, die Regionen, die Städte, unsere Parlamente.
And these problems obviously concern not only our country, but Malta and other countries in the European Union as well.
Gerade deshalb ist der Austausch zwischen unseren Parlamenten so wichtig. Wir als nationale und regionale Abgeordnete sind diejenigen, die europäische Entscheidungen erklären, begleiten und in konkrete Politik vor Ort.
That is why meetings like this will help us to exchange our views so that we can have a common policy.
Malta nimmt dabei eine ganz besondere Rolle ein, als Brücke im Mittelmeer, als Stimme kleinerer Mitgliedstaaten und als verlässlicher Partner in der europäischen Integrationsprozess.
And Malta is a small island, but we do not look at it as a small island, but as an important partner in our relationships.
Sachsen-Anhalt wiederum bringt Perspektiven aus der Mitte Deutschland ein, mit starken Industrien, einer lebendigen Wissenschaftslandschaft und einem besonderen Fokus auf Medienfreiheit, Kulturpolitik und gesellschaftliche Teilhabe.
And our regional committees are very much interested in the keeping of this relationship, especially in the social media sector.
Ja, ich möchte mir nochmal recht herzlich bedanken, dass wir heute hier sein dürfen und freue mich jetzt auf einen doch regen Austausch mit Ihnen.
And I would like to end my short speech by expressing my thanks for your having accepted our invitation.
Thank you very much. To reply, first of all, it's our pleasure to meet persons from a region in Germany, but Germany is an important country for us in different aspects.
Zunächst einmal, es ist uns eine große Ehre, die Gelegenheit zu haben, eine solche Delegation bei uns zu haben, weil für uns Deutschland ist immer ein verlässlicher Partner.
Germany is important, first of all, as a political ally within the European Union, which a Europe which is facing a big threat in its security architecture.
Nicht nur politisch, aber besonders ist Deutschland uns wichtig, weil Europa im Moment ganz bedroht im Sektor Sicherheit ist.
Germany is the most important or one of the most important trading partners
natürlich,
as regards trade and investment.
Natürlich ist für den also aus dem kommerziellen Bereich ist Deutschland für uns ein sehr, sehr wichtiger Partner.
Both in our imports and as well as
was Importen und Exporten betrifft.
Germany is one of our main four, let's put it that way, source markets in inbound tourism.
Also Deutschland spielt eine große Rolle auch was die Touristen betrifft. Viele deutsche Touristen kommen nach Malta, fahren nach Malta.
We have very good air connectivity with Germany, which obviously we can improve it so.
Also,
not very good. Good because we can improve.
Also die Fluchtmöglichkeiten von Deutschland nach Malta zu fahren, sind einigermaßen gut, aber wir versuchen die immer zu verbessern.
which guarantees tourism outbound from Malta and inbound to Malta via direct flights, via point to point.
Damit wir also gewährleisten können, also eine richtige Flucht von Deutsch, eine richtige Reise von Deutschland nach Malta und umgekehrt.
This year, in fact, marks the 60th, if I'm not wrong, 60th anniversary of our relationships.
Also, dieses Jahr feiern wir den 16. Jahr in unseren Verhältnissen.
At that time, BRD.
Zu diesen Zeiten, also vor 60 Jahren, war noch Bundesrepublik Deutschland.
And the last point is, I wish to express thank you to all the delegation and to the ambassador for the work which they did and the help which they gave Malta with regards to the MEDOC, the Mediterranean for the Mediterranean culture, for the study of diplomatic studies.
Als letzter Punkt möchte ich mich bei Ihnen für die Delegation bedanken und bei der Exzellenz Botschafterin für ihre Unterstützung und die alle Hilfe, die uns gibt für die Weiterführung der MEDAC, no, der Mediterranean Academy for Diplomacy,
which guarantees Malta's mission to advance diplomatic missions and studies in the MENA regions, that is in the Middle East and North Africa.
Das garantiert, dass wir die richtigen Menschen haben werden für die Diplomatie in den Mittelosten und den afrikanischen Ländern.
And to end and to give the word to my able colleague, I have a personal interest in Germany, since as the ambassador knows, my father worked for long years at the German Embassy in Malta.
Yeah, und ich möchte auch hervorheben, dass ich habe ein persönliches Interesse, weil mein Vater lange Jahre bei der deutschen Botschaft in Deutschland, in Sliema, gearbeitet hat.
And he used to get me photos of football players like Rubesch, Pierre Lebarski, Augen Thaler.
Und dadurch
Klaus Allofs.
Dadurch konnte ich Fotos von den größten deutschen Fußballern kriegen. Nicht?
Thank you very much.
Vielen Dank. Und jetzt gebe ich das Wort den Kollegen der Opposition, Dr. Fenech Adami.
If someone wants to speak from their part, and then he will reply a bit.
Und bevor ich ihm das Wort gebe, wenn jemand von der Delegation irgendwelche Frage stellen möchte oder irgendwas sagen möchte, das ist die Zeit.
Dann würde ich Kollegen Hövelmann, Fraktion SPD, das Wort erteilen.
Okay, also the person who is now speaking represents the SPD party, who is in, as you know, together with the CDU at the moment in government in Germany.
So Mr. Holger.
Mr. Holger, yes.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, what's the discussion in your parliament here in Malta? What's the biggest problem today? It's migration, it's commerce, it's what you discuss in your parliament over the biggest problems today?
The Honourable Fenech Adamu will answer this question. Thank you.
In Italian, they have an expression, tutto il mondo un paese. Basically, it's the same the world over. So if I had to say, what are the big challenges Malta is facing today? I think we have a common basis. Us and a small country and a large country like Germany, both are members of the European Union, and both are facing the challenges and the opportunities which the European Union gives us. So top on the agenda remains migration. Whoever reads Angela Merkel's biography realizes that 10 years ago and more, migration was an issue in Germany. 10 years down the line, it's still an issue in Germany. And the same locally here. So we have a situation where Malta went through a rather challenging moment where we had a massive number arrival of illegal immigration. However, the situation today is much, the arrivals in terms of illegal immigration is not at what it was some years back. However, we are very much aware that being at the southernmost tip of the European, of Europe, and the closest country to Northern Africa, we are still aware that the most minor incident can trigger off another influx of illegal immigration, especially when we speak about an age where we have the threat of weaponization of immigration, where we've got threats from Russia, threatening to weaponize. Okay, yes, sorry about that.
Can I?
Yes,
sir,
go ahead.
Yes,
I got carried away, sorry.
Als Antwort hat Dr. Fenne gesagt, also wie im Italienisch gesagt wird, tutto il mondo paese, das heißt, alle Länder haben die gleichen Probleme. Also Malta ist wie Deutschland in der Europäischen Union. Also die Probleme, die Deutschland betreffen, betreffen auch Malta. Vor einigen Jahren hatten wir ein großes Problem mit Migration. Wir können nicht sagen, dass dieses Problem also abgeschafft ist, aber es ist viel besser geworden.
We have one of, I think, top on the agenda, the internal agenda, is also the question of legal migration. The massive arrival, without going into the merits how this we ended up here, but mm-hmm. the reality is that Malta today has a situation where it hasn't had has experienced an increase in population by a good 12-15% over the last 10 years, with the arrival of a massive number of migrants coming to Malta, particularly from third country nationals. This has obviously has impacted on the texture of our communities and on all public surveys and all it's very high on the agenda.
Okay. Ein anderes Problem ist die Zahl der legalen Migranten. Die Zahl dieser legalen Migranten ist hoch gestiegen. Und deswegen ist gab es eine demografische Steigerung. Und das hat sich natürlich eine große Auswirkung auf die Kommunen und die Dienstleistungen Büros in Malta.
Obviously, we are members of the European Union, and one of the issues, one of the challenges, I would say, of Malta at present is the aspect of competitiveness of the European Union and the competitiveness of Malta within the European Union.
Another problem is the Wettbewerbigkeit von Malta im Vergleich zu anderen Ländern in der Europäischen Union.
So one of the challenges is that we, being an island, have to always face a reality of challenging the one-size-fits-all tendency within the European Union.
Und deswegen müssen wir uns immer adaptieren für diese one-size-fits-all Politik der Europäischen Union, weil wir zu klein sind.
This obviously reflects itself even in the Green Agenda of the European Union and a number of directives which may impact Malta's competitiveness, particularly in the maritime industry.
Also das spielt eine große Rolle, besonders wenn es Regelung betrifft, die mit dem Maritimen oder Seefahrten bezogen sind.
Maybe this is a classical example where an EU directive which regulates emissions of vessels in the Mediterranean, which does not affect maybe countries which do not have an economy, which doesn't depend on maritime industry. However, we are a country in the Mediterranean, one of the major European ports in the Mediterranean, finding ourselves competing with a number of ports of countries which are not in the European Union, which are unshackled, if you want, if that's the proper word, by the regulations of the EU. That could have a deleterious effect on our maritime registry, because vessels will opt for less restrictive regimes in the Mediterranean, disrupting one of the most important revenue streams, economic revenue streams for the country.
Da wir im Mittelmeer sind und wir einen großen europäischen Hafen haben, haben wir noch eine Herausforderung in dem Sinne, dass wir eine große Herausforderung von Ländern, die nicht in der Europäischen Union sind, in diesem Sektor. Also diese Wettbewerbigkeit, wir müssen mit diesen Ländern auch wettbewerben.
Obviously, high on the agenda is the cost of living, which is a phenomenon which affects the daily lives all over the world, all over Europe. Mm-hmm. The challenge of social housing, which is a which is also a challenge, I would say, for Europe and for Malta.
Zwei andere Herausforderungen betreffen die Lebenskosten. Das ist ein Problem für ganz Europa. Und auch das Besorgen von Wohnungen, nicht für die Leute.
And last but not least, and I'll stop here, there is the issue of security. We are a neutral country, but being a neutral country does not make us immune to the security threats which Europe and the world is presently facing.
Und das letzte Problem und vielleicht eine der größten Herausforderungen, die wir haben, betrifft die Sicherheit, obwohl wir als Land neutral sind. Natürlich sind wir also nicht frei von den Bedrohungen im Sicherheitssektor.
We do have other issues, but I'll stop here.
Die nächste Nachfrage kommt von Herrn Kollegen Gauert, Fraktion Die Linke.
What's my point? Your last problem was my point. You are neutrality. It's in your constitution, definite that you are not neutrality in the foreign policy, but you are too a member of European Union. And European Union, there's Article 42.7. We can talk about is it for military or no? The most people say yes. The meaning of 42.7 is the military support together. It was not so really important in the past. That's why the NATO and the United States, it was a bigger picture for our security. But you know, the new policy of Mr. Trump, and that's why the question, what is the future of European security, is more important than in the past, like Russian, for example. I didn't understand how can you say of one time in your constitution are you neutrality, and one you are part of European Union, with Article 42.7 for support military action if one of the country is in a war, for example, with Russian or so. What's the point of view?
Thank you very much, because this is an issue where we have a lot of debate even at a national level. But
also diese Frage, vielen Dank für die Frage. Und dieses Problem wird auf nationalen Ebenen im Moment auch debattiert und diskutiert.
But obviously it is a question of interest at European level, because I realize because I read and I have an interest in it. But even when I go to the chairman's meeting of the Foreign and European Affairs Committee, security has become not a priority, but the priority. And you realize this from especially when there was the Polish presidency of the Council, where Poland is very sensitive for obvious reasons, historical and even due to its geopolitical position with regards to security. And it is an issue which, as you said, security has become, I believe, the priority even with regards when you speak to enlargement, which is, shall we keep the same formula of sort of ticking the boxes, or we have to, the EU has to enlarge because there is a, it's better that the countries are within Europe than outside Europe, and maybe they find another partner or another alliance. So I appreciate your position.
Also, this is a problem. Wie ihr verstehen könnt, betrifft auch andere Länder in Europa. Und ich sehe das, wenn ich also ins Ausland fahre und treffe mit den anderen Ausschüssen, wie unsere hier in Malta. Und wir sehen immer Punkt Nummer 1 auf der Tagesordnung Sicherheit. Und das diskutieren wir auch mit Bezug auf die Erweiterung von der Europäischen Union. Und eine Frage, die wir im Moment stellen, ist, sollten wir weiter mit dem gleichen Formel arbeiten oder sollten wir etwas ändern?
At a national level, there are basically, I can crystallize three positions. Those who think that our situation with regards to constitutional neutrality should remain as it is. Secondly, there are those who deem that there has to be an amendment to the Constitution. And thirdly, there are some that think that we have to revisit the whole situation of constitutional neutrality.
Okay, also auf nationalen Ebenen wird dieses Problem von drei verschiedenen Perspektiven diskutiert. Erst einmal gibt es diejenigen, die sagen, alles sollte so bleiben, wie es ist. Das heißt, Malta sollte neutral bleiben. Andere sagen, nein, es muss eine Änderung in dem Grundgesetz geben und vielleicht eine also wirkliche große Änderung dazu geben. Und die dritte Perspektive ist, die meinen nicht nur die Sache von Neutralität, sondern das große System sollte geändert werden. Also drei verschiedene
Perspektiven. My position, but it's three more positions. My personal position, because I wrote about it publicly, is that when we negotiated our accession into the European Union.
Also mein Standpunkt also geht davon aus, als wir versucht haben, Mitglied der Europäischen Union zu werden.
The government of that time has negotiated a derogation from the article which the
also die Regierung, die zurzeit an der Regierung an der Macht war, hat eine Derogation verhandelt.
Obviously to uphold our constitution.
Damit diese Regierung fest bei dem Grundgesetz bleiben sollte.
However, I'm not minimizing the concern of the gentleman in the sense that it is still a challenge for Malta. The constitution challenge presents a challenge for Malta and for the EU because the EU is correctly trying to build a defense union which is solid and a European, a one security and one voice.
Damit möchte ich nicht den Kollegen Sorgen, nicht die Sorgen des Kollegen minimieren. Aber man sollte das in dieser Perspektive sehen.
So, I believe that till now we managed as Malta that within our constitutional neutrality we took sensible positions in the sense not of not being passive but of being active in situations which arose. I can mention our position with regards to Libya prior to 2013, where there was the Libyan crisis. Mm-hmm. We took specific positions. We took specific and concrete positions with regard to Ukraine, with regards to Russia. Mm-hmm. So I can say that our constitutional neutrality did not hinder us from, did not put us in a sort of passive stage, but we still actively exercise our neutrality. It doesn't mean that we stay with our mouth shut.
Aber ich bin der festen Überzeugung, dass wir sind neutral geblieben, aber nicht passiv. Wenn es Probleme in Libyen gab, wenn es Probleme in Ukraine gab, also wir haben uns eingesetzt, Unterstützung gegeben, aber immer in der Perspektive neutral zu bleiben. Und dieses neutrales Konzept hat uns nicht dabei verhindert.
Kollege Wald, Fraktion AfD.
This is the AfD
party. Das ist die Germany First Party. Meine Frage geht eigentlich an beide, und zwar, welche hauptsächlichen Positionen in Bezug auf das Migrationsproblem unterscheiden die Labour-Partei von der Partei Nationalist?
The colleague represents the Alternative for Deutschland Party, and he would like to ask a question with relation to migration, and he would like to have feedback of the different positions which are represented by the Labour Party and by the Nationalist Party in this regard. And the question is also addressed to you both, as representative of the Labour Party, and Dr. Fenek Adami as representative of the opposition.
Thank you for your question. As I said, the issue about migration is separates into two. So we speak about legal migration and illegal migration. Our big issue with the government is that we do not agree fundamentally on the economic module, on the economic model which this government has adopted, which primarily is a model where our economy increases by increasing population. We have a situation, as I explained, that we have been members of the European Union for the last 20 years. We did not experience any of this massive arrival of third country nationals in our country, except since the last practically 10 years. And I would say there's also a period of pre-COVID and post-COVID. So I think the biggest time, I think statistically, post-COVID, we had a very massive, we had a large number of Europeans who left the island and were replaced by a massive number of third country nationals in the post-COVID era. As I explained, this has led to an increase in population of some, I don't have the figures, but 15-16% increase in population, which has impacted the texture of our localities, of the way the social texture of a number of towns and villages has led to a massive situation of overpopulation, which has impacted our health system, has impacted and is badly affecting our infrastructure system, being the water system, the drainage system, our health system, our traffic situation in our streets. So the direct impact of a massive increase in population on a country which was not prepared for this massive increase is a bone of contention between opposition and government. Obviously, there's the other aspect of illegal migration. And there, again, the position of my party is very, very, very clear, that we support the European Migration Pact, which primarily is geared up to ensure that the European Union does nothing which supports or facilitates illegal migration run by criminal cartels, as we know, is happening. So we are all in favor of a European policy which fights illegal migration and the criminals which back illegal migration. We are for speedy processes of processing of asylum applications, where those who are entitled to asylum are given asylum, those who are not entitled to asylum, we are for an efficient return policy. Obviously, having said all this, my party insists that at the end of the day, we have to never forget that many a times when we speak about illegal migrants, we're speaking about people who were desperate, who left their country, and it is not acceptable for me and my party that to score political points you should leave, for example, people to drown in the Mediterranean, or people abandoned the Mediterranean, or returning these people to countries where the situation of human rights is dire. That applies, for example, we have a situation of returning a number of migrants to Libya, which is not, to put it mildly, the perfect example where human rights and the respect of fundamental human rights is upheld. Unfortunately, it scares me to say that today there's this new narrative evolving in the European Union as well of speaking about fundamentals which we never thought could be questioned. The suspension of the European Convention of Human Rights, or having fundamental human rights which apply to A and not to B. So I think we should be strong when we speak about migration. We should be strong when we speak about the fight against organized crime. But we always have to remember that migration is a political reality which needs to be addressed not in a populist manner, but in a manner which brings real solutions and not short-term solutions, which unfortunately some voices sometimes try to perpetuate.
Als antwoord voor Ihre Frage würde ich sagen, dass der Hauptunterschied zwischen den beiden Parteien, was Migration betrifft, ist, dass die Labour Party, die Nationalist Party, nicht darüber einig sind, über den Wirtschaftsmodell. In dem Sinne, die Labour Party, die jetzt an der Macht ist, hat ein Wirtschaftsmodell geplant, und die Basis des Wirtschaftsmodells ist der Einfluss von Migranten, nicht? Also viele Migranten kommen, und das hat natürlich eine negative Auswirkung. Die Zahl der Bevölkerung ist gestiegen, und das hat eine negative Auswirkung auf unsere Wasserversorgung, zum Beispiel auf der Gesundheitsorganisation und so weiter. Und deswegen sind wir nicht einig mit diesem Wirtschaftsmodell der Regierung. Ein anderes Aspekt, wo wir nicht komplett gegen die Position der Regierung sind, betrifft die illegale Migration. Und da wir fest überzeugt sind von der Europäischen Union, sind wir stark dafür, dass Europa eine Politik betreibt, die gegen diese illegale Migration kämpft. Nicht besonders diese Kriminelle, die diese Menschen, die wirklich große Probleme haben, nicht, die verlassen ihr Land, nicht weil sie das wollen, aber weil sie so keine Hoffnung mehr haben in ihrem Land, und sie kommen herher. Also wir vertreten diese Idee. Vielleicht ist die Regierung nicht so davon überzeugt, weil das irgendwie kommt im Gegensatz zu diesem Wirtschaftsmodell, das sie haben wollen in Malta. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It's your question is a very important question because, as experienced by Germany, Malta is no exception, and it has experienced this social phenomenon.
Ihre Frage, vielen Dank. Ihre Frage ist eine ganz wichtige Frage für uns, weil dieses Phänomen betrifft nicht nur Deutschland, sondern Malta auch.
In the last 13 years, I can assume that, can say that our population increased by 15% with people who are obviously community citizens who have a right to come to Malta, but as well with third country nationals, which obviously can come to Malta if they are legally right and staying in Malta.
Okay. Also in den letzten 13 Jahren kann ich sagen, dass die Bevölkerung ist um 15% gestiegen, zum Teil durch legalen Migration, nicht? Und zum Teil, weil Menschen aus Drittländern Malta benutzt haben für die Ankunft hier.
I believe that it is no case for extremism, but there are no quick solutions, but I believe that all countries, including regions, have to work in accordance to the principle of solidarity. There is no solution for a member state. There has to be a European Union solution.
Ich glaube, die Lösung dafür wäre eine europäische Lösung, nicht in der Perspektive von Solidarität und Zusammenarbeit. Das kann kein Land allein lösen. Nicht?
As a government, we are doing our efforts. We have we expanded a migration policy, which ties the economy with the social, with the cultural, because the impact is different. It depends on from where you see it, but it is a great challenge for a country such as Malta, a small country which is experiencing a lot of, not only a lot of people in such a small area, but a lot of cultures who are trying to coexist. So the problem is, from an economic perspective, is that touch with the economy is expanding Malta's economy, and I believe it's one of the best performers in the European Union, but this demands a lot of influx of workers from community citizens and third country nations, which obviously creates another problem to our infrastructure, health services. So there has to be a holistic approach, which there is no quick answer to it. But I believe that extremism and extreme measures are not as well the answers to these social challenges which we have in front of us. Thank you very much.
Also, als Regierung betreiben wir im Moment eine Migrationspolitik, und diese Politik versucht, das Soziale und das Wirtschaftliche damit zu verbinden. Aber wir sind davon bewusst, dass damit wir unsere wirtschaftliche Lage, die, wie Sie wissen, im Moment ist sehr gut, im Moment. Aber um das zu erreichen, mussten wir viele Menschen aus dem Ausland bringen nach Malta, nicht um zu arbeiten in Malta, in den Gesundheitssektor, in verschiedenen anderen Sektoren. Aber das hat natürlich andere Probleme mit sich gebracht. Aber wir versuchen, das Beste zu tun, um dieses Problem zu lösen.
Frau Frederking, Fraktion Bündnis 90 Die Grünen.
So, thank you very much for your explanations. You were talking about neutrality of Malta. And how is your neutrality reflected in the context of the Russian war of aggressions against Ukraine? Do you support the European sanction packages? And what is your position about or on the gas deliveries from Russia? Yeah.
I think it's very important to understand that when we speak about neutrality in our constitution, we are speaking about a defined neutrality. There is a definition of what the neutrality means.
Also, es ist wichtig zu verstehen, dass wenn wir über Neutralität in unserem Grundgesetz sprechen, meinen wir eine ganz bestimmt definierte Definition von Neutralität.
Which primarily is that Malta shall not serve as a military base for any other country or international entity.
Das heißt, dass Malta nicht als militärische Basis dienen sollte.
And Malta will not participate in wars outside its territory.
Und natürlich, dass Malta nicht daran teilt an irgendwelchen Kriegen außerhalb unseren Grenzen.
So as I explained, neutrality is defined. It's not a blanket clause, which means neutrality means you do not take a position on anything.
Es ist eine ganz besondere Neutralität.
In fact, this was put to test appropriately in the Ukraine-Russian war.
Tatsächlich wurde diese Definition ganz realistisch in der Krieg zwischen Ukraine und Russland.
Where Malta has unequivocally condemned the Russian attack on Ukraine.
Malta hat natürlich war ganz gegen den Angriff von Russland gegen Ukraine.
And has also supported actively in the implementation of all packages of sanctions imposed on Russia.
Und hat natürlich aktiv sich daran eingesetzt in den Sanktionen gegen Russland.
So if there were an instance where we could see how our neutrality clause were to be interpreted was
und das was exactly ist ein, das this, ist ein this, klares this. Beispiel was wir in dem Grundgesetz mit Neutralität meinen, nicht?
When Malta has taken a position in favor of Ukraine against the Russian aggression.
Also, das bedeutet, dass Malta einen klaren Standpunkt gegen Russland in dem Krieg Russland gegen Ukraine vertreten hat.
Ich würde vielleicht abschließend auch noch eine Frage stellen, und zwar Deutschland hat ja in halt vielen Bereichen, ob das im Handwerk ist, in der Pflege, im Bereich der Hotel- und im halt Gastrogewerbe, Fachkräftemangel. Deutschland, speziell auch Sachsen-Anhalt, versucht dieses Problem zu lösen mit einer Anwerbung aus dem Bereich Vietnam, Mongolei und auch anderen asiatischen Ländern. Die Frage, die ich habe, gibt es dieses Fachkräfteproblem bei Ihnen auch? Und wenn ja, wie lösen Sie dies?
The question is regarding the tourism sector.
No, the lack of skilled workers.
Yes, lack of skilled workers. This is a problem in Vietnam, no? And then,
in Germany,
yes. Yes, he wants to know how Malta deals with this problem.
Look, the question of lack of skilled workers, it has to be dealt, in my opinion, in a sectorial manner, in the sense that it depends the sectors. We have different sectors which require totally different skills. For example, aviation sector, which is doing very well, financial services sector,
gaming sector, tourism sector, which requires skill. In some sectors, we are importing skills in the sense that in some sectors, even German people, I can mention a specific sector, which is the Lufthansa technique, which has been a maintenance.
Okay, also als Antwort zu Ihrer Frage, das muss man mit Bezug auf verschiedenen Sektoren eine Perspektive halten, nicht? Und als Beispiel hat der Dr. Samit-Lewis gegeben Lufthansa-Technik aus Deutschland, nicht? Das für die Bewahrung und Reparatur von Flugzeugen ist. Also wir haben sehr viele professionelle Leute aus Deutschland mitgebracht.
The importation of those skills helped us, obviously, in training our people.
Und diese Leute haben natürlich maltesische Leute trainiert.
But, for example, in the tourism sector, we have a problem where we have to attract people to work in that sector, which is a different problem.
Aber was den Tourismus-Sektor betrifft, haben wir noch ein Problem, genügend Leute anzuziehen, in diesem Sektor zu arbeiten.
This takes us to the importation of more workers to Malta, which get us to the question which the gentleman mentioned, that is, with certain sectors, if we didn't import workers, especially third country nationals, such as care of our elderly people, the health sector, we would have a crisis.
Also, das hat dazu geführt, dass wir mussten Menschen aus Drittländern importieren, sonst hätten wir nicht zum Beispiel Leute, die sich sorgen können ältere Menschen und im anderen Sektoren, nicht? Und natürlich diese Import von Drittländern Menschen hat dazu geführt zu den Problemen, die deinen Kollegen referiert hat in seiner Frage.
The main countries are India, Philippines and Nepal. But in other sectors, such as entertainment, there are a lot of Serbians as well, and people from the Balkans that are not member states, or are applicant states, but strictly they are not EU members.
Es ist sehr wichtig zu erkennen, dass ohne diese Menschen aus den Drittländern hätten wir eine Krise in Malta.
Ja, das mit den Menschen aus den Drittländern, das bedeutet ja einen Bevölkerungsaufwuchs. Und auch diese Menschen werden ja irgendwann mal alt. Und das ist ja irgendwann eine Endlosspirale oder ein Teufelskreis, weil immer wieder brauche ich ja irgendwelche Personen aus Drittländern, die dann entsprechend in der nächsten Dekade oder die Personen, die zugewandert werden, versorgen. Also das ist ja eine Endlospyramide, die sich immer weiter aufmultipliziert. Was mich noch interessieren würde, wäre, wie hat sich die Geburtenrate von vor 10 bzw. 13 Jahren zu heute entwickelt, dahingehend?
The question is referring to these people who are coming from the Balkan states. And he wants to know what effect did these people have on different sectors.
It's more general.
It's more general, yes. More general.
Not limited to the
Not to the world. No. No. To the third.
No, what we can say is that the problem is that generally what we are experiencing, and even from statistics which are in the public domain and which were illustrated by our Minister for Finance,
Obviously, we have almost a zero or negative birth rate as Maltese. But obviously, people that are coming to Malta, and they are not only workers because they have families and they have a right to live in Malta. So the situation is that, obviously, in their case, the birth rate is positive. Wherein in Malta, we're experiencing for Maltese, well, I'm not saying negative, but maybe zero. But so
we have the lowest birth rate, if I'm not mistaken. I think Malta present has the lowest birth rate in Europe. I think, but Tallboys down. As to what model do we need for a country which is a small, manageable country? So I think you said about what about the unskilled workers? I think we are all unskilled on the eve of the biggest revolution, where AI is. So let's start thinking beyond what unskilled means. And I think Malta's success in the past, and I would say why not, in a sense, certain sectors in the present, is being a small country where the slightest drop can be big. We can attract value-added industries, foreign direct investment, which is not very much labor-intensive, which does not require the importation of massive amounts of foreigners, and create revenue streams which are equivalent to what the bigger numbers produce for this country, but without leaving the impact on our society. So I think where there is some divergence of where between the position and governance, where do you want to take this country, is on this. Having either an economy driven by increase in population and consumption increases wealth, however, it has an impact on infrastructure, on our health system, on our drainage system, on our educational system, on everything. Or else go for a value-added foreign direct investment model. Obviously, what are these? There are a number of industries which have been, where there's by-party agreement, where we have done well. I mentioned the maritime industry. I mentioned the aviation industry. I mentioned the pharmaceutical industry. I mentioned the gaming industry. I mentioned, you know, these are practical examples where Malta, being small, as I said, being small, can attract industries which have a value added, which produce the same amount of revenue for this country without the need of importation of the big numbers we have witnessed over the last years. This applies to tourism as well. Should we go for a model of having 5-6 million tourists a year, or should we go for more German tourists who are of a higher quality than certain tourists who are coming to Malta? And again, maybe it makes it easier for us than your country, because we are small, we are manageable, and we're tweaking, and you can have a more direct and faster effect on the country.
Ja, ich möchte mich im Namen des Ausschusses recht herzlich bedanken, dass wir heute hier sein durften für den doch spannenden Austausch. Wir haben Ihnen auch was Kleines mitgebracht. Und zwar ist ja Sachsen-Anhalt reich an Kunst und Kultur. Und einen großen Schatz, den man gefunden hat bei Ausgrabungen 1999, war die Himmelsscheibe von Nepa. Das ist eine Bronzeplatte mit Applikationen aus Gold, und sie stellt den Himmel dar. Sie gilt als älteste konkrete Himmelsdarstellung und wird geschätzt auf ca. 3600 Jahre, also Bronzezeit. Das Original liegt in Halle. Sie sind recht herzlich eingeladen, Halle zu besuchen und sich das Original anzuschauen. Wir haben Ihnen aber heute eine kleine Abbildung mal mitgebracht.
I would like to express once again our thanks for the invitation, and we would like to conclude this very interesting meeting by giving you this small gift, which is a reproduction of an exhibit which you can find in the artistic hall in Halle. This is one of the oldest. Is the oldest.
Is the oldest.
Mela qed nara l-minuti senjata minn talqa numru 46 data toxint Ottubru tas-sena kurrenti u jekk m'hawnx kummenti mill-membri tal-kumitat nogħodhom bħala moqrija u approvati. Grazzi. Nista' niddikjara l-laqgħa bħala magħluqa. Grazzi. Thank you.